My guest this afternoon is Mandy Jenkins from Wheels for Troops. Mandy, good afternoon and welcome.
Afternoon, David.
It's very, very good to have you here. I know you've had to rush through the traffic to make it. Let's ask question number one, which is the most important question this afternoon. Have you got the bar and the bus and the driver?
I've got the bar, but I've got no bus and no driver.
Right, you are. So the people out there, tell us what the need is for this bus and driver.
Well, part of this is a motorbike ride out. And we have got 10 Chelsea pensioners who wish to be on the ride, but they can't be because of health and safety reasons. So we need a bus for them to go in. We've also got a couple of very important local veterans that want to go on it, and some local dignitaries that wish to go on it as well.
So it's possible that a minibus might just about do
might
the job
just
of the squeeze.
About do it, yeah.
All right, well, let's give out the brand new studio number, which is 01737 643089. Now, Mandy needs a bus and a driver. Mandy, with that out of the way, tell us how and why Wheels for Troops was established.
Wheels was established when my son was out in his forward operating post out in Afghanistan. They'd lost one of their platoon and wanted to remember him on their return to the UK. They didn't get any medal ceremonies or public thank you, so we arranged a motorbike ride out for six of them from a local pub. That six turned into 36 on the first year. They loved it and said, Mandy, you will do it again next year, won't you? And I went, OK, I'll do one more. That year we had just under 100.
Massive expansion.
Incredibly, yeah. But this year's even bigger.
Your son rides a Harley, I believe.
He does. He does indeed.
Any plans for cruising Southern California one of these days?
I think he wants to do Route 66.
That sounds good to me. So he'll be taking part on the Harley?
He will be, not on his Harley, unfortunately. He'll actually be pillion this year.
You spent 2014 raising money for the Poppy Appeal, but you've regrouped. Tell us all about this Saturday's event.
Well, we regrouped and we thought, right, how can we bring it back to the borough completely? It's important for us to be within the borough and to start in Reigate. That's where we live. So we are starting in Reigate Town Hall on Saturday morning. We put it out there. We went to our main charities and said, give us a bit of a helping hand with this, please, of which they've all jumped on board wholeheartedly. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And we realised that we needed somewhere for the bikers to finish up at. So we looked at Red Hill Memorial Park, thinking, well, it's a nice, new, secure park. And the council said, yes, off you go. What do you want to do?
So the bacon butties are going to be up at the top
of
the town hall.
They're going to be at the town hall instead. So if anyone's in town and wants a bacon butty on Saturday morning, they're more than welcome.
That's brilliant, then. So it's the town hall and off. And tell us about the ride and the areas that it heads around and through.
They're going to head off from the town hall up the 217. Across there and down into Burheath, from where they're going to go up and over the Downs and into Epsom itself, and then down through Ashted, Leatherhead, past one of their favourite haunts, which is Rikers at the bottom of Box Hill, then skirt the edge of Dorking, and then back to Memorial Park in Red Hill.
Okay, and lots of good things going on in the Memorial Park.
There is indeed. We have Reigate School of Ballet coming to do a dance display. We've also got a taekwondo exhibition. Now, we've got the Surrey and Sussex Corps of Drum and Bugles. I think I've got that one right. Performing for us as well. We've got bouncy castles. We've got craft stalls. We've got activities. We've got a bar now. And we've got lots of food outlets as well, so lots going on back there.
And that'll be starting round about what time?
At 11 o'clock.
Okay, so in other words, people can await. Well, I suppose if you're doing that sort of distance, it won't take them that long to get round the circuit.
It won't do at all. They're actually being marshalled by Serv, who are doing a rolling roadblock, so it should only take them about an hour to do the whole lot. So they'll be back in the park by about 12:30.
Let's just talk about the basis of Wheels for Troops for a moment. What are your sort of stated aims?
We aim to help veterans and serving personnel and bereaved and families of the fallen through raising funds and donating it to the smaller military charities that do such a valuable job but struggle at times, and with, if we join forces, we can produce a better outcome for them and help more guys and girls out there.
And if people want to get involved, what's the best means of getting in touch?
The best means is getting in touch at w4t@live.co.uk.
That's lowercase w, figure 4, lowercase t, at live.co.uk. Smaller charities, but you do support the Legion.
We do indeed. I'm a Poppy Appeal coordinator anyway up in Sutton, so it's very close to my heart.
And then you mentioned the Chelsea pensioners in the context of the bus. Do you support the Royal Hospital?
We do support the Royal Hospital. They're actually a military charity in their own right and not MOD funded. So we're raising funds for them to do something specific, but they haven't told us what they want yet.
Okay. And tell us about the three other charities. You mentioned Serve in terms of the marshalling.
That's right. Serve, they do the emergency blood and body product transfers out of hours and save the ambulance crews so much time. So they're our civilian charity. And then we're also supporting BLESMA, which is the British Limbless Ex-Servicemen's Association. And they support any guy that's in the service or girl with adaptations if they've had an amputation of any sort to help them live a fulfilling life again.
Which, of course, with the kind of conflict we're now involved in, is all too often the case.
It is, yeah. We've actually got a triple amputee riding with us on Saturday.
But that's absolutely tremendous, isn't it? The demonstration of overcoming hardship of
completely.
That kind. So BLESMA's for the limbless veterans, and so Serve, in other words, if a hospital needs a transplant organ PDQ in the middle of the night or whatever.
That's right, they'll go and pick it up and take it to whichever hospital. There's different areas around London and the South Coast, and they transport it to one and they take over. But it's even down to blood and platelets as well.
Okay.
Transfer those.
And any other charities we need to mention?
We're also supporting the Armed Forces Bikers, who are a very valuable source of bikes to me. And they support veterans in much the same way, with one-to-one grants. Families of the fallen can apply for grants.
So that's your charities, and it sounds like there's a very full day in prospect. All we really need now is the bus, if we possibly can find one. Mandy, is there anything else, because 10 minutes flies, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we're live on air?
Not really. We have got some other military charities coming along as well, just to try and raise their profiles a little bit. We've got Scotty's Little Soldiers coming, who are the children of the bereaved, and there'll be quite a few families of the fallen around and about during the day.
And they'll be in the Memorial Park?
In the Memorial Park, out on the ride, on the buses.
Well, we wish you absolutely every success with what's clearly the biggest day yet. 200 riders, you think, this time?
We're estimating 200, yeah. We've had just under 100 register, and we normally double that.
So it'll be 400 this time next year, then?
Maybe.
Mandy Jenkins, co-founder of Wheels for Troops, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you this afternoon in our tea break on Susie 103.4.
Thank you for having me.